Good morning. We're in the middle of our study of Masechet Shabbos. We are in the middle of Perek Zayin, and we will start today with Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is trying to teach us that one is not chayiv unless he carries from one place to another, unless he carries a quality and a quantity that people normally store. So now the Mishnah is going to set us up to understand what are the normal qualifications there within. So, Motzi Tevin, what if somebody takes out straw? What's the amount that people normally save? So the Mishnah says, Kimlo Pipara, it's only as much as a cow's mouthful. Eitza, what about bean straw? So a person's not going to be chayav unless he carried Kimlo Pikamal. The measure is bigger than a cow's mouthful. This is the camel's mouthful. Why? Because the fact is, bean straw is a little bit harder, and so therefore people don't carry it to feed a cow. Amir kimlopi teles, straw of grain, that's a lamb's mouthful. And this is going to be different than straw. Tevin, amir, tends to be softer than tevin. Okay. Asabim, when you're dealing with grass, it's kimlopi gedi. When you deal with grass, it's as much as a lamb or a small goat keeps in its mouth. The lamb has a bigger mouth than the small goat, the baby goat. So, Ali Shum Valley B'Tselem Lachim Kigrogeris. Leaves of garlic or onion, assuming that they're fresh, there it's the size of a dried fig. Since these are fit for human consumption, the measure is a consumption level of humans. Yevashim, but if they're dried out, in other words, dry garlic and onion leaves, those human beings don't tend to eat, and so therefore it's kimlopi gedi, because at that stage, that's what the animal eats. Same at start from Samzeh, and each one of these sizes don't join together for carrying. Each one is a different size, and so therefore you can't be held liable for carrying different sizes altogether. Hamotzi achalim kigrogeres chaya. But if you're carrying different foodstuffs, so the size of a grogeres, you'd be chayev. It doesn't matter that if part of it is vegetable and part of it is grain and part of it is protein, umitzdarim semzeh. Those things would be mitzdarif to make the size to be chayev, because they're equal in their sizes. However, that doesn't include chutz miklipeim v'garineim v'ktzeim v'suban amorsanan, but we exclude the shell, the pits, the stems, and the brands, because people don't count these as food, so they don't count towards the size. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is that true? In other words, chutz miklipei adashim, it's the shells of lentils, those things do count to the size of a grogeres. And why is that? Shemis bashlos imahem, because those are cooked with the rest of the food. And since that's the case, they're edible, and so therefore they count within the size of cooking. The next parak begins right away, hamotzi yayin, what about for liquids? Right? And so the Mishnah says, what if somebody takes wine from one place or to another? The minimum size to be chayev is kedei mezigas hakos. It has to be enough for mixing for the bracha used for birkas hamazon. And the amount referred to over here is a 16th of a log. And the Mishnah continues, chalav, what about milk? Milk, the size is kedei gemia. It has to be enough for a person to swallow, right? And what is the issue over here? If you carry the milk of a kosher animal, right, and the milk of a non-kosher animal, which can't be drunk, will be put into a different standard. But here, since he's going to swallow it in one gulp, we're going to discuss it in this size. How about devash? What about the honey? Kedelitein alakasis, it's got to be enough to apply to a sore. You'd be chayev for carrying out the honey in an amount that's enough to put on a sore as a salve. Shemin, what about oil? Kedelasachaver katan, a person would be liable for carrying oil only if you carry enough oil to anoint a small limb, because that's what they used to use after bathing in the olden days. Mayim, what about carrying water? It's got to be enough to rub on an eye plaster, since that was one of that was a common use. It was the standard. But when it came to other liquids that aren't used for medicinal purposes, there the size would be determined on the basis of a revius. And wastewater also, gets measured in a revius. Reb Shimon Omer kulam be revius. Reb Shimon says you're chayav for a revius for all of them, right? Including the milk, the honey, and the wine. But lo amru kol shirim halalu. The only reason why we give the standards of less than a revius, right, is elamatzniyam, one who actually set aside wine, milk, etc. He would be chayav there if he carries it out. But otherwise, we go back to the size of a revius. Most people don't carry that out. Okay, with that, we close out today's two Mishnayos, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue figuring out these sizes when we meet again tomorrow morning.